Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Just the two of us. We're going to talk about business planning. I promise you that, and that's what we're going to talk about, business planning. And I want to differentiate between business plan and business planning. And when I talk about business plan, that's a thing you hold in your hand, right? Business plan is what you publish, you prepare it, you write it up, you do the narrative, you do the numbers, and you put it all together into a nice little bound copy. You give it to your investors, you give it to your banker. It's an important thing to do. Everybody should do it. Most of us think we have our business plan in our head, and you probably do, and your business plan doesn't have to be 49 pages long or 149 pages long. Your business plan could be 3 pages long. It could be 4 pages long, probably more than a couple. So just think about your business plan. Do you have one? Are you using it? And now I want to differentiate between your business plan and business planning. Your business plan is what you prepare. It's what you produce, write up, calculate, and publish. But that's as I said, you just hold that in your hand, you distribute it. Planning is what you do with that plan and how you take that plan from what you you compare what you wrote down on any given day, on a particular day, you wrote something down and you said, okay, this is what we think. This is what we stand for. This is who we are. This is how we're going to go about our business. This is what we think will happen based on this set of assumptions, I should say, and based on these projections. Planning is where you take that out and you extend it over time. And then one day in the future, you compare, as our old friend Tim Berry would say, the founder of Palo Alto Software, you compare plan versus actual. What did I say I was going to do? That's my plan. What did we actually do? What happened? Plan versus actual. And it's important to understand that all projections are wrong. Think about that, folks. One of my mentors helped me with that one time. I was upset because the projections I made didn't turn out. I was a pup. I didn't know any better. And he said to me, you need to remember that all projections are wrong. And what he meant was you don't know the future. There's no way for you to know if you're going to do $1 million in 2020 or $1,000,001 or 999 in 2001. No one knows that number. It is not knowable right now. But what is possible is for me to say, based on what we're doing now, based on what we think, based on our plans for attracting customers, for cultivating relationships, based on the contracts that we've been able to identify for the things we'll need, our resources we'll need, all that goes together in a set of projections that tell us, okay, we think we'll do $1 million or 10 million or 100,000 or whatever the number is in 2020. And then as we go, so, but now remember, we don't, that's not a vertical column. A column is a budget. That's just a budget. It isn't a projection until you extend it over time. This is what a business plan is. A business plan is more numbers than words. Words establish who you are, what you stand for, and who the players are, who's your team, and words state your position and state you can write out how you're going to do things. But the marketplace, it drives on numbers. You make a sale, that's not a nobody. When you make a sale, people don't give you words; they give you money. That's numbers. And so your projections, your business planning, the plan is a collection of numbers and words. Your projection is a collection of numbers. Your planning is a collection of numbers, because now you can now. So now we're a full month into the new year. What did you project for January? How did you do? We're looking at the first quarter. What did you project for the first quarter? How is the first quarter trending? That's planning. That's projections to actual. What did you say you were going to do? What did you do? And that's the difference between a plan and planning. And a lot of people don't like to do, they do a business plan because somebody told them they needed one, or their banker did, or their investors needed it, or whatever. But there's something about, for yourself, folks, there's something about writing it down and having your plan look at you, look back at you from a sheet of paper, not even on a screen. Print it out. Write it down and then set it aside and read it tomorrow morning after you've slept on it. Go back and look at it from fresh eyes, as if you hadn't written it, as if somebody else were proposing this to you. Write your business plan out and have it look back at you from a sheet of paper. And then add to that. You'll edit it. You'll do more writing. You'll think of different things. Go to. I'm going to send you to a website to help you get your business plan started. BPlans. I've been telling you about this website for 22 years. BPlans.com. Tim Berry. This is Tim Berry's Palo Alto Software's website. They don't pay me anything to tell you this. BPlans.com has, in the early days, they had like 40 or 50 websites. I mean, business plans that you can use as models. Now there's probably 1,000. Who knows? BPlans.com, and you'll see business plan models. You'll find something in there that's like yours that you can use to get started. Write it down, folks. Make the projection. We're going to talk about planning a little bit more after the break. I'm Jim Blassie, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.